This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you say 68 degrees?
Yes, I did.
We need to be doing this show from the parking lot or the backyard.
Yeah. And that's in the shade. If you're out in the sun, it's more.
Find me a bench somewhere. Oh, wait.
Well, you did find a bench earlier. A dog tried to give you one.
You.
How many of us lately have said out loud, is everyone around me sick? How many people, like, one of my four children, multiple girlfriends in the last 2 to 3 weeks, like out of work for 3 to 5 days, sick, Scott.
A story here from CBS News. This season's flu vaccine may have been a poor match to a strain of the flu virus that caused many infections this weekend, according to early data released today by the CDC. The CDC's latest data come as much of the U.S. is finally seeing signs of a slowdown in flu activity and waves of illness this past fall and winter that climbed to the worst rates recorded from hospitals and doctor's offices since 2009, when the swine flu was a thing. Quoting here from Dr. John LaPook, this is a bad year, no doubt about it. Up to 910,000 hospitalizations are estimated to have been caused by the flu since October. That puts the season on track to be the most severe in at least a decade.
Real quick, if you look at the map, Kansas and Missouri, and Oklahoma is in there too, as is Nebraska, the very highest level of high on the CDC influenza reporting website, the very highest level of high comes in Kansas and Nebraska. All of the states around us, including Missouri, are just one level below that of very high.
Joining us on the KMZ hotline is Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System. Doctor, it's been a minute. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Good to have you, Doctor. My son was one of them. His turned out to be flu B. And he said to me, you know, what's the point of getting the flu shot if we get the flu? It is always our best effort when we are coming up with the flu vaccine based on, is it Australia's results?
Yeah, exactly. The flu vaccine strains for the compilation of what will go into the vaccine for us is typically made 6 months in advance based on the southern hemisphere circulating strains at that point in time. So, you know, we identify what's going on in the southern hemisphere, both in South America and Australia, and then try to make up the our influenza vaccine components from that.
Who do they use for their flu vaccine?
Well, it's just a continual cycle, right? And they're probably looking at what's circulating a lot right now in our community, in our country.
So what should people know? Because the season is what it is. I mean, continual hand washing and best practices and all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is that. It's like adequate hand washing, frequent hand washing is going to help protect you probably more than anything from getting infected. you know, avoid putting your hands in your eyes, your nose, your mouth. It's hard to do, but when we're out in those areas, especially around public places, you know, really try to avoid that. The other message that really needs to be emphasized is the fact that our messaging from the vaccine, from the pandemic, you know, was wrong. People think, I get a vaccine, I'm not going to get the infection. That is not what the vaccines are for. Vaccines, really all of the vaccines, are made to help reduce the chance of you going to the hospital. They are made to help reduce your chance of severe infection. And most of the vaccines that we have available are extremely good at this. Certainly, our current influenza vaccines, you know, they could be optimized.
One of the news stations is reporting the state of Missouri has seen a 143.6 increase in flu cases this year. 143.6. We know there have been about 114 deaths. Does that alarm you based on the numbers in prior years?
Yeah, you know, we have seen variable rates, certainly in 2021, 2022. Those numbers of total cases and deaths were significantly lower because of all of the other things that we are doing to help decrease the spread of COVID. But, you know, any year we will have variable amounts, and this tends to be a very bad year as far as number of infections, number of hospitalizations, and even deaths as well.
Do you know, Doctor, how effective the flu vaccine normally is, and conversely, how effective it is this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, and when we're looking at effectiveness, we want to say, how effective is this vaccine at protecting you from going to the hospital or seeking medical care or from having severe disease? At any given year, it tends to be about, it tends to reduce your risk of those things by 30 to 50%. Again, certainly we would like it much higher than that, but in any given year, it tends to reduce your risk of going to the hospital, seeking medical care, or having severe disease by 30 to 50%. And especially with those patients with comorbid conditions who are at high risk, that is a great thing. Anything you can do to reduce their chance of going to the hospital, but also for otherwise healthy people, because they are extremely at risk of seeking medical care and having severe disease as well.
You know, there are always stories, and I knew someone years ago who lost his wife to the flu, and she was an otherwise perfectly healthy 40-something-year-old mother. When you look at the age-adjusted death rates right now, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky are not doing great. We aren't far behind with our death rates. What does that say to you when you look at comorbidities? And we are seeing, you know, the death rates higher in, or maybe the healthcare isn't as great, or people are not seeking out best practices. I guess, what does that data say to you?
Oh, you know, I think there are so many things to parse out there for sure. So I think it is communities and access. It is fighting against misinformation. It is, you know, even things like,
yeah.
Well, if you get the vaccine, you're still going to get influenza. Yes, that is true, but your chance of having significant complications from getting the vaccine are going to be much less, less if you get the vaccine. So I think it is a multitude of factors, misinformation, access to care, just seeking normal routine care, and things of that nature. Also, we are obviously coming out of the pandemic. There's been a lot of political division about getting a vaccine, getting not a vaccine. There is a significant mistrust of science, medicine, physicians, public health workers. All of this stuff does play a role. But just as you said, otherwise healthy woman who passed away. I know recently I've treated a patient in their early 30s who had influenza, did well for a few days, and then got significantly worse and had a underlying bacterial pneumonia now after the influenza viral illness, and had significant destruction of major parts of their lungs. So it can happen to anybody.
This would be purely anecdotal, I think, unless you have some data, but have you noticed or a tendency perhaps for people to get vaccinated less often over the last couple of years for anything, whether it's COVID, the flu, RSV?
Yeah, certainly anecdotally, but I also think the data overall tends to be back a year because we have to go and collect it and then analyze it. But I think all the data would support the fact that vaccine coverage for various vaccine preventable diseases is going down, but also vaccine coverage for things like influenza and SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 has significantly decreased over the last few years as well.
That's why I brought up the 44-year-old, because I think people think, oh, you can't die from the flu. Oh, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Certainly you can. You absolutely can. And it is influenza. It's influenza complications, but it's also, you do have a high risk of a now secondary bacterial infection, particularly with organisms like Staph aureus or strep pneumoniae coming through now in that lung that is already damaged and settling in there, causing a significant bacterial pneumonia and causing severe illness.
If you need to know how quickly time flies, it was 5 years ago next month that we first met.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad time. It was great meeting you guys and trying to help the community, but it was a bad time.
Don't ever want to go through that again.
For most everybody. Well,
which,
for
by
sure.
The way, nope. we had a story, Dr. Dana, yesterday that there is a new coronavirus that has been found in bats. It is not transmitted to humans yet. Please tell me we're not coming in for deja vu all over again.
Well, I hope not. But, you know, it is going to take vigilance and the research, the investigations. We know and understand that with various things like climate change and increasing populations going into areas where we haven't been before, coming into contact more and more with the animals in the world around us, we know that that is a very real possibility. There was a good Nature publication a couple years ago just showing the rate of increase of people coming into contact with animals like bats or bat habitats, where we know there have been a number of different viruses which have caused us humans significant problems, things like SARS-CoV-1, SARS-CoV-2, Ebola, some of those other significant diseases as well.
Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System, do appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Be well.
Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget, we're doing Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon. Your jokes have to be arable, but they have to be terrible.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.